Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. We've got some news that I think will interest most of you for a variety of reasons. Number one, I think it'll show how the probability is extremely high that we will continue to have stimulus checks in the future in one way or the other. It might be UBI. It might be a permanent child tax credit for everybody. It might be just whatever they want to call it. It'll basically be more and more, quote unquote, free money coming from the government. Also, if you are an investor in uranium, or if you're think about commodities, or you've thought about investing in uranium, this is also a story that you really want to pay attention to. So let's dive right in to this Reuters article. And this is Kazakhstan declares state of emergency in protest hit city province. And this was as of 12 minutes ago, so very recently. So what happens, or what happened, is the government there lifted the price controls on energy. And so where I'm going with this, and what you'll see, is that when you get an economy acclimated to a super artificially low price for gas, or maybe when you get it acclimated to an artificially low price for money, like interest rates, or when you get it acclimated to getting a free check in the mail every single month, or not having to pay your rent, or getting a tax credit for your child, or whatever the case may be, it's very hard, if not impossible, for the government to pull that back. So even if there isn't a lot of uprising as a result, you've still built the economy around this artificial subsidy. Therefore, if you take away that subsidy, the economy is going to struggle, if not collapse. And or the people are going to grab the torches and pitchforks, and they're going to cause a lot of problems. You're going to get some serious social unrest. And I've seen this, you know, prior to 2019. I saw this in South America firsthand, where in Ecuador, and I think to this day, the price of a gallon of gas there is like something crazy, like 75 cents or something like that, because it's subsidized by the government. So obviously that's not free. That's coming from the taxpayers, and that's coming through inflation, and the taxpayers are paying it one way or the other. They just don't realize it. But what happens is if you took away that subsidy, I mean, there would be riots like you've never seen in Ecuador. And then we saw what happened in Venezuela, where you get the entire economy that's built around one thing, and that's the oil market. Then you take away that one thing or that subsidy, and the whole entire thing collapses. And so, like the U.S. economy is another example. You take away artificially low interest rates, and what happens to the stock market? What happens to the housing market? What happens to the real economy? It would completely collapse. But I think that if you, especially the more we give these subsidies, I mean, we've given them for, let's say, 2 years now. If they continue for the next 2 years, I mean, every day that you give them is going to make it harder and harder and harder for them to be taken away. And therefore, the probability of them becoming permanent increases. So let's move on here into this article, see what's happening in Kazakhstan. And my point here is this is something that we could see in the United States regarding specifically with the stimulus checks. Okay, so let's see here. So they put out a move, the local government, because the riots are so extreme, that includes a curfew from 8 p.m. to 7 a.m., movement restrictions, and a ban on mass gatherings. Sounds like what they're doing in other places in the world for their cervical sickness. According to documents published on the president's website, calls to attack government and military offices are absolutely illegal, this person said in a video address a few hours earlier. The government will not fall, but we want mutual trust and dialogue rather than conflict. Okay. I like how the way that they instill mutual trust, you can see, is through this next line. This is how, by the way, this is how the government instills trust. As he spoke, police in Almaty used tear gas and stun grenades to stop hundreds of protesters. So we're just going to throw these stun grenades at you, and we're going to tear gas you But trust us. I mean, we want mutual trust and dialogue. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, don't mind these guns that are pointed at you. I mean, it's just, I say you don't give the government the authority and the power. This is the danger. This is the slippery slope here.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
And then they go on to say that how these price caps on energy were lifted in Kazakhstan. And this is really the result of, or this is, has led to these protests that we are now seeing. And again, my point, just to be very clear, is this is what happens, not just in Kazakhstan, but this is what happens in South America. And this is what will happen in the United States if you create this level of dependency with the general population on something that's artificial or something that can be taken away, such as stimmy checks or such as artificially low interest rates. I'm not saying that if they got rid of the artificially low interest rates, you'd have people protest in the streets, because I don't know that the average Joe connects those dots. I think it would increase social unrest, but I think that, you know, Occupy Wall Street was a good example of that. The people were pissed, but they didn't really connect the dots. They didn't understand why they were pissed. But if you have stimmy checks go out, and then all of a sudden you're taking those stimmy checks away, that's something where the average Joe, they can connect those dots very, very easily. And that's when they'll go out and, in my opinion, start to protest, and things will get very crazy, and the government will pull back and say, okay, 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 we'll give you the stimmies, we'll give you the stimmies, and then it becomes something that's permanent. And that's where I see this going in the United States. Now, for the people that are interested in nuclear, or maybe uranium more specifically, I wanted to point out some facts regarding Kazakhstan and uranium. So they're having a lot of problems there. They've got these riots. Will this reduce the supply? I don't know. And I'm talking about uranium. I don't know how it can increase the supply of uranium, that's for sure. So just an FYI, Kazakhstan has 12% of the world's uranium resources, and in 2020 produced about, I have no idea what that number is, 19,500 of something. In 2009, it became the world's leading uranium producer with almost 28% of world production. 2019, Kazakhstan produced 43% of the world's uranium. So I wanted to point that out for the people that are bullish, like I am, on uranium and maybe more broadly commodities, and say, listen, you know, this can only reduce the amount of supply. And we see demand increasing in other places. Therefore, price goes up. I'm not saying this isn't a prediction, but I'm saying that if you're bullish, I think this is another reason to be bullish. Although, realistically, these riots will probably be done in, you know, 2-3 weeks, something like that. I don't see them continuing on, because I think the government will finally capitulate. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Want to encourage you to always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.